feel so out of place everywhere I am. Doesn't matter if I'm at home. Doesn't matter if I'm on the internet or at work or at a restaurant. I feel so out of place everywhere I go. It probably will never get better. It seems to kind of get a little worse as I get older because I'm not forced into situations where I have to interact with other people most of the time. At least face to face, for the most part. People just leave me be. That's fine. But there's something wrong with this world. I used to think that God had something to do with it, or the devil, or something like that, but I don't know. I think it's just people. People are so awful and mean and selfish and hurtful and unconsiderate and neglectful and all kinds of other things. And I try not to be those things, but I am some of those things. I find myself being selfish, gluttonous, all kinds of other things, delving into darkness when I shouldn't be. I should be sweet. That is my natural state, to just be nice. Even when someone is awful to me, I just want to help. Of course, now that I get older, it's a lot easier to get angry. Because there's no need for it. If I'm not like that to you, it shouldn't be. You shouldn't want to be like that to me. You should want to show someone, even a stranger, or more so someone you love, that they're still a person. They're still worth at least some common courtesy. Not just something you can use over and over and over again until you feel better. And that's all these things are. It's all people want to do, is just use other people in some way or another. And I guess sometimes if there's like a symbiotic, I don't know if I'm using that right, but a symbiotic relationship, it's fine, but most of the time there's not like a give and take, even playground. It's just taking. I'm so tired. Because things that make existence worth continuing. Like, if you really think about it, what makes you worth existence? what makes any of this worth existence? Whether you are, I don't know, battling racial inequality, or to identify how you feel you should, or any of it, what difference does it make? We all die. We will all die. Unless someone's hiding something, we will all die. And most of us will not be remembered. The people that do, well, there's a point where they won't be. There's a point where they will become irrelevant, insignificant, and forgotten. How sad is that? How depressing is that? If you think like that, probably not in a good state, but I like to think about that sometimes because it's just like so insane that my little blip of existence doesn't mean anything. Sure, I would have people that have cared about me or liked some of the things that I created. But in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't have a lasting impact on anything. Sure. You can make really great arguments for the positive side of things, but that's so exhausting. Right? I mean, it just kind of feels good when you're negative, when you cry, when you are mean to someone, when you're eating unhealthy foods, when you're drinking or doing drugs or just all kinds of negative things that for some reason feel really good to do rather than just being nice. Sometimes being nice is just kind of like it makes you want to throw up a little bit because it's just like, ugh. Or someone, you know, the person that's like always nice and like never shows any sort of like mean streak or anything like that, like doesn't, like you feel like it shouldn't exist. I think maybe it's possible, but it's really tough to do that, I think. I don't know where I'm going with this. Just kind of talking out loud, and this probably sounds awful, I'm sorry. But for some reason, somebody's listening to this, I don't know. Yeah, I'm just sitting here thinking about how horrible things are. How I wish they weren't. How I don't understand half of the things that I should. Or maybe it doesn't matter. Like, even if I were rich, like, there'd just be a whole nother set of other kinds of problems that I'd have to deal with instead. It's not like it gets any better. You just have a different life. Money's not going to cure it. Love is certainly not going to cure it. Because love is fleeting. Money is short. Lives are lives. lives are, I don't know, something profound for short. Sad, so very sad. I kind of wish that I could just leave my body and experience everything, every pain, every kind of relationship, every experience, everything. I want to experience what it's like for the ground to have something planted in it or stepped on, or want to feel what it's like to fly. Not like a human flying or just like being on a plane, but like being the plane with people inside you, or like someone that has lost a child, or someone that becomes the CEO of a company. I want to experience so much. Be so many different things at once. I want to like split myself up into so many things and be in a person's head and be an animal, be the bottom of the ocean and see what the hell is down there. Want so many experiences that I'm never going to have. And that's sad too. So many sad things. So many. So little to grasp onto that's worth waiting for, worth caring about. And even after a while, it just seems like routine and just droning on and on until you don't exist anymore. Like work, like we. Most of us just work for the majority of our day, and maybe we might have a little time to ourselves, but we're forced to do something that most of us don't even want to do, probably for a paycheck that is not sufficient to actually have a fairly decent life with, like, you know, work-life balance sort of thing. We actually have time to go out and do something or just not do something, I don't know. I wanna sleep for a year. And not like wake up and do other stuff. No, I want to sleep for an entire year and see what it feels like to wake up from that. Not eating, not drinking, not thinking, maybe dreaming. That might be nice. But just sleep for a year and see what that's like. I don't know. Would this be considered pontificating? feel like this is incredibly depressing. I'm not depressed. I'm just thinking about things. It's cathartic to feel negative emotions and cry a little bit. Apparently, through a fucking recorder. But I don't know, like, I have this platform where I can just fucking pretty much do whatever, so why not? Why not talk to you and have you listen? Whoever listens to this, because y'all are weird. No, y'all are great. Well, those of you that I know of or are aware of. I just feel so much and hold in so much and release so little. That's what so many people do. I feel like I'm contradicting myself, because the people that probably release all of their stuff are the people that are probably a little mean. I don't know. There's gotta be a balance to where you can say things in a nice way, get your point across without holding it all in. Or maybe there wouldn't even be a need for that if we just talked to each other, if we considerate of each other, if we cared about one another. Even for the people that seem like they don't deserve it. That would be hard. Real hard. Everyone at some level had some sort of redeeming quality. You aren't born evil. We're not babies that are just freaking killing people, as far as I know, other than, I guess, their mothers. If, you know, they died in childbirth. Oh my gosh, this is so depressing. Oh man, I probably offended some people. Why am I talking about these things while playing Call of Duty? Oh, Jesus. I just wanted to cry for a little bit. Oh, God. It's good to cry. It's good to let it out. It's good to talk about your feelings. It's good that other people hear your feelings in a non-destructive way, hopefully. Because we're all capable of being, you know, rational people. Capable of it, I think, for the most part. There's always exceptions, I guess, but for the most part, people are capable of being rational and civil and caring. For the most part. There's always outliers, I guess. Well, okay. That's, I guess, enough of me being strange. Yeah, I probably could go deeper, but maybe I'll just leave that for another time.